7:40 on a Monday morning with the Musers in 15 minutes to the Cowboys Dilemma, eventually with Zeke, and at 8:15, Woodstock Revisited. Last week on the show, somehow, the topic came up of which was the worst broadcast, the legendary Brian from Ball State Sportscast, or A.J. Clemente and his debut on a North Dakota TV station. And I think you guys voted A.J. and I voted Brian. And I thought about it a lot this weekend, and I found myself just laughing at all of the ridiculous moments in both. And so I think these are the two leading contenders. The Alexi ticker notwithstanding, I think these are the two leading contenders for the worst broadcasts of all time. So I thought we'd listen to them again, refresh our memories, and then we'll vote on which we think is the worst of all time. So first is the shorter one. This is A.J. Clemente debuting on North Dakota local television on their newscast that night, and his mic is up, and he doesn't realize it, so he's cussing under his breath.
Dreams in Motion organization has a fun time for the disabled. A deadly avalanche kills five in Colorado.
You're watching the Evening Sunday on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay.
Good evening, I'm Van Hugh. You may have seen our newest reporter, AJ, on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ.
Thanks.
Go for it.
A fatal ATV crash happened yesterday in Williams County. Officials say Kevin George rolled with his ATV while turning from Canal to 151st Street. George was thrown from his vehicle. He was not wearing a helmet and pronounced dead at Mercy Medical Hospital in Williston.
Okay, so he gets it together there, but tell us a little bit about yourself. The first word out of his mouth is
A straight voice.
Thanks,
from
man.
West Virginia, and I'm used to being from the East Coast.
What a terrible start. And you, this is your first newscast, and the first things you say are gay, and then F and S.
Yes.
Gay.
And why did he say he cussed like that under his breath?
He said that he was trying to figure out the pronunciation of someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
Gay.
And so he claims he was not calling himself gay. Or a story gay.
Yeah.
He said that he was trying to figure out the pronunciation of someone's name that I guess had that syllable in it.
He gave us
it's
the...
It's funnier to think that he's calling himself.
Right.
Gave
that
us
he's chastising himself or something.
The great drop, the fun time for the disabled.
The fun time for the disabled.
All right, so that is really bad.
Dreams in Motion organization.
20 seconds, you could do that much destruction.
Yeah, that's probably... bang for your buck,
mm-hmm.
A worse 20 seconds than any of Brian from Ball State's 20 seconds. But Brian from Ball State, this went about 4 minutes and is just a train wreck the entire way through. This is, I believe, the worst sportscast of all time.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And it's working. Okay. We're going to continue on now. The Ladies Cardinals will play an Iowa tournament starting this Friday.
Shake boys.
Before the Ball State baseball team kicks off its conference season this weekend, the Cards will battle an in-state rival, Indiana, tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be the... meeting between the two, beating both first.
He's got a lot of paperwork he's going through.
Hoosiers are on the 4-on.
What?
On the year, and they have won 6 of its last 7 games. Tomorrow will be the game 3 at 3 p.m. Switching to Ball State men's tennis, it seems last week player on. It seems every week they have a player.
Seems every week they have a player.
Matt Lawrence is the latest Cardinals tennis player to win the award. Lamar won all the singles and doubles matches last week. So far, the Cardinals have had a player honored on the weekly awards. Seven out of the nine weeks. The Cards will play at Boise State Invite this weekend. The Indiana Pacers are looking for a measure of revenge tonight against the New Jersey Nets and to strengthen their playoff hopes. The Nets won the last Sunday's matchup 94-85, which left the Pacers one game behind the Chicago in the seventh series spot. Let's check out the highlights. Steven Jackson's David... Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a three, and it's good. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
The man.
The man.
The final scores ended up with the Pacers 63 to the Nets 61. The Associated Press of the All-American First Team in College Baseball was announced today at Utah's 7-foot sophomore, center Andrew Bogut, was the leading vote getting, receiving 61st place votes. Bogut, who is an Australian native, received very little attention in the presentation in the preseason, but averaged 20 points and 12 rebounds a game for Utah. The four other players joining Bogut on the AP team are senior forward Wayne Summers of Kansas, and Hakan Warwick of Syracuse. Junior guard J.J. Redick of Duke and sophomore guard Chris Paul of Wake Forest rebounded out the list.
rebounded out the list.
Let's check out some of the scores tonight.
It's all that paperwork.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that look into sports, Brian.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
He actually thanked him right for that look into sports.
That had to be the longest 3 minutes or 4 minutes, however long that was.
You can tell that was a long time ago. That final score of that NBA game was 63-61. Dang. You wouldn't see that today.
The phrase is, straight 3 out of 4 losses. Hoosiers are on the four-on, behind the Chicago in the 7-series spot, lead vote getting receiving.
Yeah, lead vote getting receiving. I love that one.
AJ Clemente was awful. Brian was worse, right?
There was one other candidate, though, that we're not talking about, and I can't remember his name, but he was filling in for the sports wizard Chris Dewar. Remember that?
Yeah.
Matt Lorch or something?
Yeah,
Chris, the sports wizard. Chris Dewar, the sports wizard.
Was that also like a 2-minute, 3-minute bad sports cast?
Yeah, okay. That one was. And then there was one other
Matt Lorch sitting in for the sports wizard, Chris Dewar.
The sports wizard. The
sports wizard, Chris Dewar.
I wish I had copywritten that nickname when the ticket started, the sports wizard.
The sports wizard.
And then there was one other one, which was a real tall guy with a unibrow, who was really uncomfortable. Remember, and he was up in front of a green screen, I think. Maybe he was doing weather. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, there have been a lot of bad ones, but I'll put Brian from Ball State up against anybody. I think he's the all-time
king.
That's
tough to beat. Golly, what a mess. All right, it's 7:48 on the ticket. We had a question about this very well-known cowboy in the offseason, and I think we've got an answer next.